This is Jaguars Game. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor will break down today's game. Jeff Loggeman will have player interviews and an exclusive conversation with head coach Doug Marrone. Jaguars Post Game is presented by Baptist Health, Farrah & Farrah, Geico, Ticket Exchange, and by EverBank. Jaguars Post Game starts right now.
Welcome in, Jaguars postgame final score, 24-20. The Patriots are the AFC champions. They defeat the Jacksonville Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. Let's go back to Gillette Stadium, Foxborough. The first word with head coach Doug Marrone. He's with Jeff Loggeman.
All right, thank you, J.P. Doug, certainly a tough game, a big moment, but your team had to lead for the majority of the game and gave it everything they had.
Yeah, they did. I mean, you know, everyone fought, you know, hard, and you know, obviously it's you know, we're all very, you know, disappointed, and you know, it hurts. So I mean, you know, they made plays, and you know, we had an opportunity to make them. You know, we didn't make as many, and they didn't make enough. I mean, that's all you can say. I mean, you know, I give them credit; they fought just as hard as we did, and you know, the season ends, and it's, you know, it's tough.
Is it hard to kind of, and I'm sure at some point you'll be able to kind of reflect back on what a successful season it was, but you really can't do it when at this moment, can you?
No, I don't think any of us are ready to reflect back. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, there's too much pain, you know, right now. A lot of pain in the locker room. A lot of you know, coaches. You know, we all feel it. You know, we wish. You know, you just always sit back and you just wish that, you know, what could you have done more of or a better job of or anything like that? And you're going to question it when you get this close. And, you know, and just not being able to make the plays when you needed to.
Your football team, a lot of guys today kind of gutted it out, from Cam Robinson, Calais Campbell to Sean Gibson. I mean, numerous guys that were clearly hurting. But given it all they had, I think that's a great credit to you and the staff, and also the team and the commitment to team at that display today.
Well, I think you're right. I think it's probably, you know, the commitment to the team and the commitment that these guys had for each other. You know, it's been that way, you know, most of the year. You know, you don't really ever play feeling extremely healthy. But, you know, guys, you know, worked hard with the trainers and, you know, the weight coaches to do everything they could to make sure that they were going to be available and out there, because, you know, no one really wanted to let each other down. I think that's one of the things that, you know, one of the things when I talk about in the beginning, I said I thought this team was special. You know, I thought that was one of the things that was a great characteristic of the team, is that, you know, they were relying on each other.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Head coach Doug Marrone in the Jaguars locker room at Gillette Stadium. Frustrating. Jags had a two-score lead, fourth quarter for the ages for the Patriots. You know what? And there were times in this game where the Jags had them. I mean, they had them. Big third down conversions when they needed them. The Patriots didn't have many all day, but they had them when they counted.
Yeah, third and 18 was a killer. And then third and 9 to end the game, when you know they're going to run the football, is pretty devastating as well, JP. But, you know, we talked about it at the half. Really, that delay of game late in the first half for the Jags really changed the way that half ended. Could have been the Jags scoring. Instead, it was the Patriots getting a touchdown. Became a completely different game going into the third quarter.
Plenty still to come. When we return, we'll get in the Jags locker room. Jeff Loggeman standing by in Foxborough. Final score in the AFC Championship game. Patriots 24, Jaguars 20 on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Here's what our members say about the Vistar Credit Union experience.
I opened up an account here because it was easy.
And all the services they provide without any additional cost. It's amazing.
I do all my business here now. It's one-stop shopping for me. They never forget it's my money.
To join, visit any branch or vistarcu.org. At Vistar, we never forget that it's your money. Federally insured by NCUA. All new accounts subject to approval.
Hey, Jaguars fans, you ready to score McDonald's favorites this season? Download and register the McDonald's app. Cheer on our Jaguars, get great deals. The Jaguars' final score gets you a McDonald's favorite. 10 points, buy a premium dessert, get one free. 20 points, buy a Big Mac, get one free. And 30 points, buy a signature crafted recipe sandwich, get one free. It's good to be a Jaguars fan. Price of required purchase posted on menu board. Valid through December 31st at participating McDonald's.
At Stein Mart, we love all the seasons, but football season may be our favorite. And we know our fellow Jaguars fans will agree. Whether you're looking for something for game day or every day, we have the brands you know at prices you'll love. We're honored to be a hometown company with 6 convenient locations in Jacksonville and proud to support our Jaguars. Visit us in store or on...
Well, you know, it was a hard-fought game, you know, by both teams in all three phases. You know, we're able to get, I wouldn't say momentum, but we're able to get the lead. And, you know, then we didn't make enough plays to keep the lead, or we had an opportunity at the end of the game to win it. We weren't able to do that. And credit to New England, obviously. You know, they made the plays to win the game for themselves. And, you know, they're a great team. And, you know, I like the way our guys fought. It's a locker room. Obviously, there's a lot of pain. You know, you just hurt inside. I'm hurting. The coaches are hurting. The players obviously are hurting. I'm sure our fans are hurting. You know, but a lot of guys on this team have gutted it out all year. They gutted it out today. It's great quality. Guys are playing, you know, banged up and playing, you know, extremely hard. And the reason why they're doing it is playing for each other. And I think that's why early in the year I said I thought this team could be special. You know, we fell short. But hopefully we'll start again and build on that characteristic of playing for each other. And hopefully we can maintain that in our team.
Doug, you're up with most of the game, also up with 6 minutes to go. Did the thought creep in your mind that you're going to win this game?
I was just trying to play it play by play, down by down. That's what kind of how we talked to the players about, you know, knowing that there'd be swings and adversity and things like that during the game. You know, I thought, you know, one of the things, when, you know, we got the first down and we got the delay, you know, that hurt us a little bit there. You know, you don't want to, you know, have those things happen after a timeout. But, you know, then we had some penalties that, you know, led to scores, you know, from them. You know, that kind of happened. But I think, you know, we talked to the players about playing it, you know, play by play and, you know, throughout the game. So my thought process was just win the down, win the play.
Any regrets about not using your 2 timeouts that you had in the first half to maybe try to get in the field goal range? Or did you just feel, hey, we're getting the second half kickoff?
I was thinking more of the second half kickoff, and, you know, they had come down, and, you know, we were a little bit, you know, we had to make some adjustments going into halftime. You know, I wanted to make sure that we've got that done, and then just going there knowing that we were getting the ball back.
Did Blake give you everything you needed out of him today?
I think when you look at the team and you haven't won, you know, obviously we all want more from everyone, including myself. So I think it's difficult. It's obviously by the game, it's not, you know, one play or one player or anything like that. It's, you know, there was a team effort, you know, out there today. We, you know, played hard and came up short. I don't think you can really look at anything and say, oh, that really swung it this way or swung it that way, because we still had opportunities to win.
Doug, is it too early to ask, but I'll ask anyway. The end of this game, the way that it all and did you take that into next year as motivation towards what you do?
No, I don't know. The players might say that now. I'm kind of a little bit old school when it comes down to, you know, I never look, you know, the season before or anything of that nature. I always think you got to start from scratch. You got to start from the bottom, start building the foundation. You know, every year is a new year. People come in, people go. You know, and then you just got to start bringing the team together and start training. So that's how I view, you know, that step, which is down the road.
After their first drive, Doug, what did you guys do defensively to hold them in check for most of that first drive?
They hit us on a couple wheels. You know, they hit the 2 wheels. You know, we had to, you know, make some adjustments. They were able to uncover some of our, you know, cover stuff and, you know, Wash and the defensive staff, even the players, you know what I'm saying? They were all on the same page of what we needed to for adjustment-wise, and we were able to make that adjustment. And that, and obviously those plays didn't hurt us as much down the road. First, you know, they hit the 2 wheels on the first series.
You guys had much more success when Blake was throwing on first down. any regrets, particularly after you got the turnover and you still had the 10-point lead, not maybe pushing that envelope a little bit more?
Well, I mean, you could always go back and look at that, but, you know, the coverage started to change a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And we just wanted to make sure that, you know, we were just being successful. We wanted to keep with it, thinking that we're going to pop one of these runs, you know what I'm saying, keep going with it. And then, you know, obviously we didn't pop enough, you know what I'm saying, especially in the second half.
Doug, you mentioned the delay. How did that operation get out of whack for you guys?
Yeah, I just thought of a timeout. We just lost track of it, you know.
How impressed were you? Corey Grant got more involved today. How much of an impact did he make on those?
We knew we wanted to put him in there and put him on the perimeter. It was our way of getting the ball outside. You know, without, you know, obviously we had a good toss. You know, we missed one earlier, had to hit one later on with Leonard, but, you know, we were kind of viewing that as a way to get the ball outside and put Corey out there.
I know it's hard to kind of try to put in perspective in the moment, but, you know, three victories and you come a few plays from going to the Super Bowl. Can you kind of try to put that in perspective a bit?
I think it's hard, you know what I'm saying, when you just come in, you know, right from the field, you know what I'm saying, in here. I think, if you think about it, probably the more I think about it, the more it'll hurt, you know, in a more it'll weigh on my mind, you know, about what you could have done better. I mean, as everyone in that room right now, everyone in that locker room is thinking, you know, what could we have done a better job of, you know what I'm saying, to win the game? I mean, you know, so it's tough. I mean, you know, I mean, it, you know, outside of, God forbid, someone passing away that you feel, you know, close to, I mean, this is probably as close a pain that you'll have. You know, this is the pain that you deal with when you lose football games. Something that we've got to deal with, and it hurts, and it stays with you for a long time.
Any consideration of punting there on 4th and 15 toward the end?
Yeah, it was when the fourth and it was 4th and 18. If it was incomplete, you know, Ryan, it's about a 10 to 11% chance of making that first down. And we had the 3 timeouts. Then we were able to get a little bit more yardage. It kind of goes up a little bit, set 18%. I thought we had a good play call and a good shot at it. So I wound up going for it and having the timeouts there. Just know I had a further distance to go. So, you know, we had that conversation, you know what I'm saying, during that period of time.
Coach, what did Brady do in the fourth quarter that he wasn't doing the rest of the game? He's done this before. He's won games like this, did it last year in the Super Bowl. What did he do in the fourth quarter that he wasn't able to do the early part of the game?
The early part of the game?
Yeah.
The early part of the game, we were able to make some plays, you know what I'm saying, to keep them out. And I think later in the game, they were able to make more of those plays. You know, I made some nice plays, and, you know, we had some penalties that helped them a little bit. I think they had one penalty for the whole game. I think we had, like, 9. So, but, you know, the team like New England, I'm not, they take advantage of that stuff, you know, when you give them, you know, that type of yardage. So, you know, we all know he's a great quarterback, and they have a lot of good people around him, and, you know, they made some plays. It wasn't like there was guys wide open, you know. Miles' play, he's right there. We can't make a play on that, you know, and things of that nature. A couple great catches. You know, Amendola made a great catch coming across the middle, you know, had his hand underneath the ball, which was outstanding. But, you know, that's what those guys do, and they do it very well, and that's why, you know, they're moving on.
As strong as you guys are last one, third and long, you know, on third down, especially third and long, to see a 3rd and 18 conversion.
10% to 11%. I've already answered. Yep, I talked about it. Go ahead. What was it?
I apologize. I wasn't.
That's all right.
The Patriots converted that 3rd and 18.
Yeah, that hurts. You know what I'm saying? That was a good play. And, you know, we're hoping that the rush gets to him. You know, the times that, you know, a rush wasn't able to get to him. You know, and, you know, gave him some time back there. You know, when he has time back there, with those receivers and everyone, then they're able to do that. So, you know, times we were able to get a little pressure, a little rush, and things, you know, we had a shot. And then when we didn't, you know, and that goes back to the point of everyone, you know, trying to do a little bit better job along the line everywhere. That's how we all feel.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Okay, great, thanks. Mm-hmm. Yep, thank you.
Incomplete pass on first down, but that was putting him in 2nd and long, and then what the Patriots were doing was dialing up blitz after blitz after blitz and forcing Blake Bortles to act quickly. Sometimes, you know, it was successful, and the Jags were able.
Like the end of the game,
that third, fourth down, whatever it was, the third and fourth down play calls there were
supposed to be, was that supposed to be for Didi at the end there? Or just give me an idea of what you guys were going through for those last two plays.
Yeah, you know, both of them, we knew we had two shots. You know, trying to get the ball down the field or two downs, obviously getting third and fourth down. And, you know, the first one, you know, not getting a big chunk didn't help. You know, I don't know, have to look at it. Maybe could have got that further down the field. And then the second one was a play we put in this week on fourth down. It was kind of like if we got to have, you know, a third and long or a fourth and long, and we need time. I mean, it was everything we wanted. Had Didi one-on-one going across the field. I got to give him a better ball so he can make a play.
How emotional was that like?
I mean, guys are upset. You know, it's not what anybody expected, you know, outside of or contrary to popular belief. You know, that room fully expected to win this game. And, you know, I think everybody's shocked, disappointed, upset, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, that we didn't.
Up 10 points, did you ever let in one moment there the thought of Super Bowl go through your mind at that point or no?
No, I don't think you can, you know, especially not playing, you know, Tom Brady and the Patriots, you know, because they're going to score. They're going to find a way to put the pressure on you. You know, but we had a two-minute drive at the end of the game to win the AFC Championship, so there's not a whole lot more you can ask for than that. You know, you just got to take advantage of that and find a way to win the game.
Doug played for the delay game. He's got that drive derailed. What was happening on that one?
Yeah, I don't know. Looked up and, you know, clock was running down, tried to get it snapped and didn't get it off.
No keepers today. Did they put a spy on you? Did they play pretty disciplined?
Yeah, the defensive ends did a good job all day playing the zone read, making me hand it off and then, you know, kind of closing and trying to get in on the play. So I thought they did a good job of taking that part of our run game away.
How long will it be before you can take any satisfaction in what you guys accomplished and what you accomplished specifically?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's been an awesome season. I think it's been a lot of fun. You know, despite what happened today, it's been a special ride to do this on an organization that hasn't done this in a really long time with a special group of guys. So, you know, it's tough, I think, to try and enjoy it right now. But I'm sure at some point, you know, we'll be able to reflect and, you know, think about all the good things that happened. And then, you know, how can we fix it to make sure we don't feel like this at this point again?
Does this prove that you guys are legit contenders for several years? I mean, after everyone
right.
Out, you guys
play? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe if we'd have beat them. But, you know, we got here and we didn't get it done. So, you know, we'll figure it out, try to make corrections, and do the same thing like we would any other game, except we just got a couple-month break now.
Well, you had the option on that zone read to pull it out and take it, but they were standing there the whole day.
Yeah, their ends did a good job of just kind of staying square and making me hand it off. And that's fine. You know, that kind of opens up, you know, backside cut and stuff like that. So they did a good job of playing the zone read.
Like, you're not going to creep up on anybody or sneak up on anybody like you did this year, going from 3-13 to an AFC championship. So how do you view next season with a lot of people this going on in the back of their minds
right.
Saying Jacksonville made this jump?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the funny thing is, you know, obviously a lot of people were surprised by what happened this year, but nobody in that locker room was. You know, our bar was set, you know, 1 week or 2 weeks from now, and, you know, we didn't get there. So, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board and figure it out, and we, you know, fully expect to be back here again, giving it another try next year.
Thanks, Blake.
Appreciate it.
Right? I mean, so it's one you can't get back. Look, overall, it was a terrific season, but when you find yourself in that position up 10 in the fourth quarter, man, I'm sure these guys are going to have some definite sleepless nights ahead of them.
We'll come back with the highlights from this game today. The AFC Championship goes the way of the Patriots, 24-20 in the final. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Get your game on with Konica Minolta. Let us reshape and revolutionize your workplace of the future with our innovative ideas and solutions. No matter what size your business is, we'll coach you to enhance your productivity and bottom line. Visit us at reshapework.com. Add Konica Minolta to your team for the most productive season ever.
Hi, this is Tony Baselli. It's no secret that I love the sandwiches at Daily's Dash. But there's one sandwich that stands above the rest of them, and it keeps me coming back over and over again. It's called the Boss. They pile that bad boy with lots of roast beef, Munster cheese, roasted mushrooms, caramelized onions, and of course, some Dash sauce. Which, as much as I travel during football season, this sandwich is one more thing that makes me eager to get back to Jacksonville. I could eat the Boss every day. Daily's. a local Jacksonville company. It's nicer here.
Hi, folks. Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
Workers' comp and auto injury claims can be complicated. That's why you need a pharmacy that specializes in handling workers' comp and auto injury prescriptions. Smart Workers Pharmacy won't make you wait days for your prescriptions. They'll fill your workers' comp or auto injury prescriptions right away with no upfront cost to you and deliver them right to your front door. When you think of workers' comp and auto, think Smart Workers Pharmacy. Ask your prescriber about Smart Workers Pharmacy or visit smartworkerspharmacy.com to learn more. The official pharmacy of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In 1997, we became the first micro distillery in the state of Texas, and we're still making the same smooth stuff after all these years. We're still cooking in a pot still, working with our dogs by our sides, having fun and tasting batches, and I'm still wearing the same hat, even after all these years. Head over to titosvodka.com to learn more about what else we're doing the same. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
My name's Casey. I'm a JEA wastewater treatment manager. My responsibility to the community is to assure their health and safety when it comes to the environment and also the health and safety of the St. Johns River itself.
We treat the water we've all used so we can safely put it back into the environment. Thanks to you, our community's use of reclaimed water is up to 14 million gallons a day and growing.
Find out more about reclaimed water and other conservation tips at jea.com/onewater.
Jaguars postgame continues. JP Shattuck, Mike Dempsey, 24-20, the final. Patriots over the Jags in the AFC Championship game. Let's get to the highlights from today's game in Foxborough, and we start off with the New England Patriots on the opening drive of the football game. They go 10 plays, 62 yards. The Jags defense holds them. Gostkowski hits a 31-yard field goal to make it 3-0 New England. Jags have to punt. They get a couple of first downs, punt it away. New England forced to punt. Then the Jaguars getting rolling. 7 plays, 76 yards. They get down to the 4-yard line. Bortles to his tight end.
2 left, 1 right. Fournette, the running back. It's going to be a shotgun. Play fake. They throw to the right corner of the end zone for Mercedes Lewis. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Bortles to Lewis in the right corner of the end zone. And Jacksonville has taken the lead in Foxborough.
7-3 the score after the extra point. The Jags defense forces a 3-and-out. Jags on offense, really the best drive of the day. This is 10 plays, 77 yards, and Leonard Fournette, the rookie, in from 4 yards.
Motion now by Westbrook to give to Fournette, running to the middle of the field, lowers his shoulders. Leonard Fournette, touchdown! A 4-yard touchdown run by Leonard Fournette, and the Jags have extended the lead here at Gillette Stadium.
14-3, the Jags rolling over the Patriots early. A lot of football left, though. Patriots have to punt. Gronkowski had his first target of the game on that drive. The Jaguars punted away on their next possession. And then Gronkowski dazed and knocked out of the ball game in the final scoring drive for the Patriots. That drive ended on a White 1-yard touchdown.
Under center is Brady. Hands off to White, running to the left. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. I'll say it again. When you come here, you're getting calls that don't happen.
47 yards of penalties on that drive against the Jaguars defense, by the way. And it was 14-10 going into the halftime locker room. The Jaguars opened the second half with a 54-yard field goal from Josh Lambeau. Nailed it. And that gave the Jags a touchdown lead, 17-10. The Patriots had a punt in their first two possessions. The Jaguars get back on the board again. Another Lambeau field goal. This is from 43 yards. So two-score advantage, 20-10 in the third quarter. So the Jags with a little bit of comfortable, a little bit of space. The Jags defense on a trick play. The Patriots tried a triple pass. Pass to the right backwards, pass to the left backwards, and pass downfield complete The Jags defense makes a play, though.
They throw it in the backfield to Amendola. It looked like a lateral. Now he's going to throw it back to Brady, or correction, back to Deion Lewis to the left side. That's to the 45 of the Jaguars. He's going to get tackled inside the 35-yard line. Now the ball came out, and Miles Jack has it. Miles Jack recovered it. It's going to be a recovery for the Jaguars and a fumble at the end of the play.
They reviewed it and upheld the Jaguars linebacker Miles Jack with a fumble recovery, stripped the ball downfield. The Jags, though, have to go three and out and punt. And this is where it gets frustrating from here on. There was a third down and 18. The Jags leading by 10 points, 20-10 the score. They convert on third and 18. Eight plays on this drive for 85 yards. Brady to Amendola. Here come the Patriots.
Three right, one left. He drops the throw again. Brady looks. Lots of time. Fires a crossing route. There's Amendola. He's into the end zone. That's going to be a touchdown. Danny Amendola on a little crossing route. Caught it for a 9-yard touchdown pass. Brady to Amendola for the score.
Extra point good. 20-17. The Jaguars lead down to three. The Jags had to punt. The Patriots had to punt. No Ngakoue, no Campbell on the field. So they had a blitz a couple times in that drive. Three and out for the Patriots. The Jags go three and out again. Nortman gets off a 41-yard punt, but with a 20-yard return, the Patriots start at the 30-yard line going in. And five plays later, it's Amendola again in the end zone.
Play fake. Brady looks. Lots of time. Fires to the back of the end zone. And that ball is caught for the touchdown. Who else? Danny Amendola. Got both feet down, covered by Deshaun Gibson. And the Patriots have taken the lead.
Yeah, 24-20 was the lead at that point. The Jaguars have to go for it. They are turned it over on downs. So with all three timeouts, the Jags still had a chance. It came down to third and nine. They needed a stop. They would have had no timeouts, about a minute to play if they'd have been able to make the stop. Third down and nine. And here come the Patriots around left end.
Brady under center. They give it to Lewis running to the left side, and he is going to have the first down and more.
Ball game. That's it.
Somehow he ran a left play on the left tackle, and Lewis exploded into Jaguars territory inside the 40-yard line to the 38. It's an 18-yard gain when you needed to get him on the ground.
The kneeling began, and the Patriots win it 24-20. New England is on to the Super Bowl, and the Jaguars are headed home for the offseason. This is the 34th postseason win for the Patriots in their franchise history. Ties Green Bay and Dallas for the second most all-time, trailing only Pittsburgh, who has 36. It's the 10th Super Bowl appearance for the Patriots, the most all-time, leading the Broncos, Cowboys, and Steelers. All those teams each have eight. The Tom Brady's eighth conference championship, the most all-time. Bill Belichick's as well, most by a head coach in NFL history. We'll return with the Everbank Stats Check. Final score, 24-20. Patriots over the Jags in the AFC Championship game. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
The Jaguars are cruising into the playoffs, and Carnival Cruise Line wants you to join in on the fun. Enter now for a chance to win a cruise for two on the newly refurbished Carnival Elation. Sail out of Jacksonville to the Caribbean, Bahamas, or Bermuda. The ship is now sporting four new bars and restaurants, including signature Guy Fieri burgers, a new water park, and for the first time ever, more balcony staterooms. Visit jaguars.com/carnival to enter and score one touchdown of a vacation.
Committed to the team. Committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler. Check. Chips. Check. Hot dogs, check. Jaguars hoodie, check. Insurance, check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today, 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Jaguars postgame rolls along. Final score 24-20. Patriots beat the Jags in the AFC Championship game. The Patriots are on to Super Bowl 52. Let's get to the EverBank stats check from this one. We start off with the team stats. Each team had 22 first downs. Third downs key in the game. The Jags were rolling on third down earlier. 6 of 15 for the day, though. The Patriots were horrible on third down early in this game, but they had some key conversions late. They finished 3 of 12 for the day. Total yardage, 374 to 344 in favor of the Jags. Rushing yardage, 101 to 46 in favor of the Jaguars. Passing net, 298 to 273. The Patriots led that one. Here's one that's going to be controversial for a while around Jacksonville. Penalties. 6 penalties for 98 yards against the Jaguars. 1 penalty for 10 yards against the Patriots today. The Patriots had the only giveaway. The Miles Jack strip and recovery was the only turnover today. And time of possession in favor of the Jags. They held the ball for over 35 minutes today, the Jaguars did, in a losing effort in New England, 24-20, the final. The key third downs there at the end, the fourth quarter, to keep that drive going when the Jags were up 10 and then later scored on that drive. And, of course, the one to seal it when the Jags were in desperation mode there at the end. Two of the key three third down conversions for the Pats today.
Yeah, I'll hit these individual stats momentarily. And, again, you talk about the penalties, JP. None bigger than the one that was self-inflicted. I mean, you got it out of a timeout. You cannot take a delay of game.
No.
And Bortles converts third and nine. What a nice catch by Mercedes Lewis. And all of a sudden, you're in field goal range. You're up 14-3 with a first down. And then the delay of game happens. You can't convert on the longer third down. New England gets the ball, drives down, punches it in the end zone. So instead of 17-3 or possibly 21-3 at the half, it's 14-10. It's completely different ballgame, and that was a completely self-inflicted penalty.
And not only that, you come out of halftime, have to settle for a couple of field goals in two of your first three drives. You get field goals instead of touchdowns.
Sure,
and
but, you know,
it piles on from there.
I thought the field goal drive was actually a positive. Open the second half with a score of any time, right? And
sure.
And extend it out to a touchdown lead, and then the second one gave them the two-score advantage, and they just couldn't hang on. Blake Bortles on the day, 23 out of 36, 293. A touchdown, no interceptions, quarterback rating of 98.5. Brady, 26 of 38, 290. The two touchdowns boost his quarterback rating to 108.9. Danny Amendola threw one pass and completed it for 20 yards, but, of course, Deion Lewis got stripped on that play, and it was a turnover. A lot of folks on social media very upset with the quick whistle. I haven't seen the definitive replay. We can't go back and just dial up our own replays here. I wasn't sure if Miles Jack was down by contact. Tony Smith said he didn't think he was.
Yeah, he might have thought it was a live play because, remember, he's running down the sideline.
Obviously,
spiked
he
the ball,
thought it
you
was.
Know?
But a lot of guys who were down by contact think it's a live play. So it's hard for me to say in that circumstance. But since they gave the turnover to Jack, that's the case. It's a quick whistle. You know, you're maybe talking about a defensive score right there, and who knows at that point what happens. On the ground today, Leonard Fournette got his typical workload, 24 carries, 76 yards, did score the one touchdown, had a long run of 14. T.J. Yeldon, 5 carries for 25. New England rushing, Deion Lewis, 9 for 34. Didn't really hurt him with the exception of the final play. Had one 18-yard run early, had the 11-yard run to salt it away. The rest of the time did very little whatsoever. Nobody else cracked 5 yards on the ground for the New England Patriots. Alan Hearns led the way, catching the ball 6 for 80 for Jacksonville today. Corey Grant 3 for 59, but they never got him back in the game in the second half or involved in the game plan. Brandon Cooks caught 6 for exactly 100, and Danny Amendola 7 for 84 with those two crippling touchdowns. Defensively, Telvin Smith 8 solo tackles led the way. Miles Jack 6 solos, 1 assist, did have that strip fumble, which was a nice play. Sacks for the Jags, 2 for Dante Fowler Jr. Marcel Darius had one as well, was credited with one as well. I think I said Calais Campbell had that one earlier. I was mistaken. Kyle Van Noy with a sack led the way with 9 total tackles for the New England Patriots in this one.
There you have it, the EverBank stats check. And the Jags lost today in the AFC Championship game, 24-20. The Patriots are on to Super Bowl 52. And a scoring update. The Vikings are on the board first in the NFC Championship game. The extra point pending early in that game with just about 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. The extra point good. So the Vikings lead the Eagles 7-0. We'll return with our player of the game voting. 24-20, the final in the AFC Championship game. The Patriots get the Lamar Hunt Trophy. They're on to Super Bowl 52. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. John's counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wear the star. Drive your career.
How do you become the best-selling SUV? You make it safe with driver assist technology. You make it smart with a hands-free liftgate. You make it for game day and every day. Helping you win at life. That's Ford, the number one SUV lineup in the U.S. over the last 27 years. See for yourself at your local Ford dealer.
Based on 1990 through 2016 SUV cumulative sales total by manufacturer.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Technology today is always changing, but one thing has remained consistent for the past decade in Jacksonville. CSI Tech is your partner for finding the top IT talent in Northeast Florida. Across the full spectrum of IT positions, CSI Tech can find the right fit for you. And with their award-winning people, done right philosophy, you can feel confident in the results. Call CSI Tech at 800-582-0828 or go to peopledoneright.com and partner with CSI Tech, part of the CSI companies and proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars postgame continues. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, final score 24-20. The New England Patriots are on to Super Bowl 52 with a win over the Jaguars. PRI Productions, the official event production company of the Jags, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com. Player of the game voting now. Jaguars Radio Network. J.P. Shadrick gets a vote. Mike Dempsey gets a vote. No Fred Taylor. He's in New England tonight. So Tony Smith gets a vote and a half. He's our tiebreaker. Nice. In this game this evening.
Thrilled to be here.
Glad you could make it, Tony. Mike, you want to start off tonight?
Sure.
Go for it.
You know, honestly, I think Blake Bortles should get a lot of consideration, despite the fact that he couldn't pull it out in the fourth quarter. Numbers were very good. Didn't turn it over today. But I'm gonna open up the bidding with one Dante Fowler Jr.
Good
today.
That's a good choice.
You know, Yannick Ngakoue missed a lot of time in the second half. Dante was called upon to play more. Got two sacks of Tom Brady, which is certainly a rarity in the postseason. You hardly ever see that for one player. So, you know, on a day where the Jags didn't sack him a ton, Dante Fowler Jr. Coming off the bench to get a couple of stops behind the line of scrimmage on the Patriots' legendary quarterback gets my vote.
Okay, I'll go next then. A couple of options on offense. Leonard Fournette, pretty good day on the ground, had a touchdown. There were some moments there where the Jags' run game looked like it was really going to get rolling early, but they couldn't really finish it. So I'm going to go in the passing game. Alan Hearns stood out to me today. Seven targets, six catches for 80 yards, some key catches in this football game for Hearns, who's been banged up a lot this season, and he hadn't heard from him a lot in the postseason yet, but he comes through, Mr. Reliable, a couple of times today when they needed it. Just not enough for the Jags' offense. So I'm going Alan Hearns as my vote. Tony, break us up.
Yeah, after a week where there were probably 30 guys you could have given the game ball to last week. I mean, everybody they needed to have a big play last week against Pittsburgh made it late in this game. Nobody could come up with the big one. Look, I think it's probably Dante. I mean, he joins Gary Walker and Clyde Simmons as the only guys in Jags history with two sacks in a playoff game. He was, you know, a part of that momentum early on in this game, keeping Brady off the field as well, and they just couldn't take advantage of it late. So I'll throw my vote, my point and a half, to Dante Fowler Jr.
Okay, Dante it is. Dante Fowler Jr., three tackles, two sacks today for the Jags. A couple other notables on defense today. Telvin had eight tackles. Miles Jack, seven tackles, six solos, and that fumble to at that point was a huge momentum swing for the Jags, at least for a short time.
Yeah, and again, going back to Blake here for a moment, you know, if we're voting like a top three, I probably would have gone Dante, Blake, and Allen Hurns in that order. And somebody hit me up on social media after the game and said, man, you're just killing Blake. And I'm not killing him at all. I said I thought he was spectacular in the first half,
yep.
And I think the opportunity was there for him to win it. He was unable to, and thus the people that want to point to him not being able to bring this team back from behind when they need it most will have further fuel for their fire. I mean, that's the facts. They will make that mm-hmm. argument. You know, you assess Blake, his playoff performance. As a whole, I think he did pretty well. He protected the football. He made huge plays against Pittsburgh last week. He was instrumental in getting the Jags off to a good start today. Just wasn't enough, you know. So I don't think Blake was awful today by any means. He just, you know, needed one or two more plays in the face of the blitz, one or two more connections or whatever the case. They just didn't get him and obviously came up short.
When we return, the injury report right around the corner. Final score in the AFC Championship game, the New England Patriots 24, the Jacksonville Jaguars 20. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
UA Local 234 has proudly serviced Jacksonville and Northeast Florida's plumbing, pipe fitting, and HVAC needs for well over a century, and we could not have done it without our professionally trained family of highly skilled tradesmen and women. Our technicians are among the best-trained plumbers, pipe fitters, and welders in the country, and the quality of our work reflects the countless hours of training our team has endured to provide you with the best service possible. For 117 years, UA Local 234 has been there for you and will be here for you for many generations to come. UA Local 234, make the right connection.
Committed to the team. Committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Hi, this is Tony Baselli. It's no secret that I love the sandwiches at Daily's Dash. But there's one sandwich that stands above the rest of them and it keeps me coming back over and over again. It's called the Boss. They pile that bad boy with lots of roast beef, Munster cheese, roasted mushrooms, caramelized onions, and of course, some Dash sauce. Which, as much as I travel during football season, this sandwich is one more thing that makes me eager to get back to Jacksonville. I could eat the Boss every day. Daily's, a local Jacksonville company. It's nicer here.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
As a community, we recognize the value of water because when you start talking about one water, whether it's potable or whether it's reclaimed or wastewater, we're trying to use our sources really wisely. We at JEA, we are responsible for managing the Florida aquifer, that it's there for the future.
I'm Renetta Marshall, and I am Director of Project Engineering and Construction for Water and Wastewater.
It's up to all of us to take care of our water. Find out what you can do at jea.com/onewater.
Who is the Jaguars MVP? At Mellow Mushroom, it all depends on their favorite ingredients. This season, six Jaguar stars will customize their own specialty pizza to be featured on the menu at Mellow Mushroom locations in Jacksonville. A percentage of each pizza sold will benefit a charity of the player's choice. Jalen Ramsey and Mercedes Lewis pizzas are now available. Which Jaguar will create the most valuable pizza? Visit Mellow Mushroom this season and vote with your taste buds for who you think is the winner. Go to mellowmushroom.com for locations near you.
Jaguars postgame continues. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, 24-20. Patriots over the Jaguars. Just going through it in our heads. We're going to do this for weeks and weeks, just thinking about how close this Jaguars team was today. Mike, it was 3rd and 18 with a 10-point lead with 10:49 to play.
3rd and 18. Oh.
And they got the first down, drove down for the touchdown, and it all went downhill from there.
It did. You stop them there. I mean, we can play this game all day, though, right? You stop them there, they're going to punt. You're getting going to probably pretty decent field position so you can run your whole offense. You know, that was one of the things I thought why they were so conservative in the second half. How many times they had the ball at the 10 or inside the 10-yard line
absolutely.
And start a drive.
Yep.
So you would have nice field position there. Maybe you drive it into field goal range, you know, and you get a field goal and then – you are able to take a few minutes off the clock where you say, well, a field goal wouldn't have been enough. Well, in the end, if you had a field goal, you wouldn't have had to go for a touchdown, and maybe things play out differently if you're playing for a field goal rather than, you know, having to go all the way downfield on 4th and 15 or who knows what. But, look, we can play what if.
We will
for years, JB. I mean, Jaguar fans for years will, until and unless they win a Super Bowl. This one, to me –
This is as close as they got, right?
To have a 10-point fourth quarter lead. I mean, they had a 14-10 lead against Tennessee, same lead in 99, but Tennessee put up 16 in the third quarter and, you know, quickly turned that in their favor. So it was a different kind of fourth quarter. Here, I mean, you're 11 minutes away with a 10-point lead with 3rd and 18. I mean, with what you feel is the best pass defense in the league. And look, Brady made a play. It was tight coverage. It wasn't like it was a blown coverage. And you still had plenty of time to stop them. So it's not all on that one play. That's just one that's easy to circle and say what might have been had it gone the other way.
You're circling it so much, you're going through the paper right now. A lot of people are on this football game today. Let's get to the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. And this is, you know, this is that the last moments of this football game, you had guys going down, especially Miles Jack helped off the field, left ankle issue. We obviously won't have much of an update tonight on many of these guys. There was a report by Judy Batista. She saw Calais Campbell coming out of the x-ray room limping a little bit. Not sure what that means. Obviously don't have the results of that. Marcel Darius came out with a right foot injury, ankle injury, lower leg, and then came back into the ball game, was hobbling around as the game went on. Cam Robinson, a shoulder issue, but he returned to the football game. But you saw late in that game, he was favoring that right shoulder, making sure nobody beat him inside. Here goes Harrison around the left side of him for the sack on that last real possession for the Jaguars. Those are the real key injuries for the Jags in this game today. And, of course, Unique Ngakoue, no helmet, off to the side, fourth quarter. What was the injury there? What was the reasoning behind it? We didn't hear much during the ball game about that one. So that's a long list of injuries. That's the longest list this team has had all year.
Oh, by far. And, you know, I'm sure they all would have loved the opportunity to get well over the next 2 weeks.
I'm sure they would have found a way, some of them. Yes.
A guy like Calais, you and I were just talking on a prior break, probably won't see him in Orlando for the Pro Bowl. You might see him in Orlando. He probably won't be playing in the Pro Bowl now, any of these guys that got banged up today, which is a shame. But, you know, again, that's kind of what we talk about, take advantage. And it's not like they didn't try to take advantage, but why it's so important to seize the opportunity when it's there, because this team really was fortunate in the injury department this year. And hopefully they'll have another year like that next year. But it's tough to count on the level of full field participation that they had without missing many starter games whatsoever, particularly on the defensive side of the ball.
There you have it, the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. When we return, our final thoughts on Jaguars postgame. Final score, 24-20. Patriots over the Jaguars will recap this season. And look ahead when we return. It's Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org. As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, It doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today, 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance. The Jaguars are cruising into the playoffs, and Carnival Cruise Lines wants you to join in on the fun. Enter now for a chance to win a cruise for two on the newly refurbished Carnival Elation. Sail out of Jacksonville to the Caribbean, Bahamas, or Bermuda. The ship is now sporting four new bars and restaurants, including signature Guy Fieri burgers, a new water park, and for the first time ever, more balcony staterooms. Visit jaguars.com/carnival to enter and score one touchdown of a vacation.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Final moments of Jaguars postgame. Stick around on our flagship station in Jacksonville, Tinton XL. The scoreboard show's coming up next. 24-20. Patriots over the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. What a year it was. The Jags AFC South champions. They found a way in the wild card game to beat the Bills 10-3. They didn't have much offense that day. They had more than enough defense that day. Blake Bortles found some plays with his legs when it counted. And then you go to Pittsburgh twice in one season, knock off the Steelers for a second time. Only other team to do that, of course, the 07 Jaguars in a thrilling game there, 45-42 up and down the field. Held them off in the second half by arm's length. But today in New England, they couldn't hold off the Patriots at arm's length. They had a 10-point lead with just under 11 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, and it slipped away. The Patriots are on to the Super Bowl. That's the frustrating end to what was a season where the Jaguars, a lot of folks felt, were going to win 6, 7, 8 games. Once they got close to that and then surpassed that, they were looking for a whole lot more, and they got a whole lot more than that. They got to the AFC Championship game, a little solace today, but that's a good run for this Jaguars football team.
Well, it is a good run, and you know, look, I'm just disappointed for the players, I'm disappointed for the fans. You know, you get to this point, JP, it's funny because you sit there, they could have lost to Buffalo, right? They certainly could.
Probably should have,
right?
Yes.
Didn't move the ball all that well.
If it wasn't for a pass interference in the end zone, they might have.
It's funny how perception works in sports, that if they lose to Buffalo, the players in that locker room would have told you, you know what, we're good enough to win the whole thing. And people would have said, oh, come on, you couldn't beat the Buffalo Bills, right? But as it turned out, I think they are good enough to win the whole thing. And that's the shame of it. It's not like you ran into, like in 2007, they ran into a team that you really had to be perfect to beat, and they couldn't do it. And that was a high bar. This was not a team you had to be perfect to beat. You belonged on the field with them today. You certainly belonged on the field with the Pittsburgh Steelers. You proved that twice this year. Those are the top teams right now in the AFC other than yourself, and which bodes well for the immediate future for this football team. But, you know, again, had they lost to Buffalo, they wouldn't have changed their perception of how good they were, and they would have been right. You know, it's just funny how things play out. How can they possibly score enough against the Steelers after only putting up 10 against the Bills? Well, they scored plenty against the Steelers. They you know, didn't score enough today, but it looked like they were going to have enough for a good long while there. It's a team to be excited about, no doubt, for the future. But, again, I'm of the belief that they never go away. No matter how many you win, the ones that get away from you, they're still going to eat at you. And, unfortunately, that's another one in Jaguar fandom and for the players that they're going to wonder what if, I think, as long as they have their faculties about them.
A fourth quarter to forget, but you may not be able to, and that's the unfortunate part.
But, you know, the best way to get over it is to go out there once the off-season program starts, realize how good you are. Your expectation now is nothing short of a championship. There's nothing that satisfies now, and the players may say that was their expectation this year. Coming from 3-13, this should be everyone's expectation next year, that this team is Super Bowl championship caliber, period. And anything short of that should be a disappointment. I think it's good to set the bar high. I think this team is going to set the bar high because the talent is there to achieve those heights.
The windows for championships are open and then closed in certain amounts of time for certain teams.
But they're open for now.
It's open.
It's open for now.
It's just open for the Jaguars. This was the first year for that. So you're going to have a defense for a little bit, it seems like.
I fully believe Blake Bortles is your opening day quarterback in 2018. In my opinion, I mean, I don't run the squad, but did he do – I mean, is he the perfect quarterback? No. But pretty good. Particularly, you know, down the stretch this season was pretty good. Wasn't perfect every week. Not saying he's going to get a blockbuster extension, whether it's the fifth-year option or some, you know, modest two- or three-year extension. I think Blake Bortles is overwhelmingly likely to be your opening day starter at quarterback.
That's the big question of the offseason coming up over the next couple of months, especially what happens at that quarterback position. Doug Marrone will speak with the media tomorrow at noon. I'm sure Jaguars.com will carry that. Also, the Jaguars social media accounts. Check for more news on that. And then the Jags locker room will be open to media tomorrow right before 1 o'clock for about 45 minutes. So Monday availability, the day after the Jags fall in the AFC Championship game, 24-20, the final score. That'll do it for our coverage tonight on the network. On our flagship station, stick around on 1010XL. The Scoreboard Show is next. Senior VP of Communications, Dan Edwards. Director of Broadcasting, Patrick Cavanaugh. Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are our producers. And Ashlyn Sullivan directs the show for Jaguars.com. For Jeff Loggeman, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, our entire crew, this is J.P. Shadrick saying good evening. The final score, Patriots 24, Jags 20. In the AFC Championship game on the Jaguars Radio Network.